today is January 13th, 2008, in front of the state capitol, Phoenix, Arizona, for an event entitled the Arizona Embrace 2008, Prayers of Peace. Over 1,000 Arizonans are expected to gather, circling the state capitol in a symbolic hug. The Arizona Interfaith Movement and the Arizona Department of Peace Campaign has invited all Arizonans to gather for 1 hour on the eve of the opening of the second session of the 48th Arizona State Legislature at the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix to envision the year 2008 as one of peace, prosperity, bipartisanship, and cooperation for all elected officials, constituents, and all Arizonas. After greetings, prayers, song, and music are heard, all gathered participants will form a circle around the entire state capitol to place our collective embrace around the state capitol as a symbolic group hug for Arizona, its leadership, and all Arizonans. The energy for this positive and uplifting action is intended to inspire our leaders and all our citizens to gather their highest selves to shine forth in 2008 and beyond, and to work together collaboratively to create a harmonious, prosperous, and stable future that we all wish for our state and for our communities. Co-host Terry Mansfield, Executive Director of Arizona Department of Peace, and Dr. Paul Eppinger, Executive Director of the Arizona Interfaith Movement, will lead the program. Guest speakers include Arizona State Representatives Mark Anderson and Kristen Sinema and Jenna Scott from the Governor's Office. Music will be provided by First Institutional Baptist Church Choir, Renee Morgan Brooks, and Steve McCarthy. Prayers will be conducted in the Jewish faith by Rabbi Robert Kovetz, in the Muslim faith by Imran Shamsuddin, and also in Sikh, Buddhist, Catholic, Baptist, and Mormon faith. Yaquala Ahava Suvapa, spiritual leader, will perform traditional tribal blessings. This event is an ideal representative of what our Arizona Department of Peace movement is all about, recognizing our common humanity and coming together to reach out for the caring spirit of cooperation to find solutions to community challenges in an inclusive, proactive way, explains Terry Mansfield. With this symbolic act, we are embracing our leadership here in Arizona and everyone who lives here, and calling upon each person to be the positive change that we want to see in this world. Like the Arizona Interfaith Movement, this event invites everyone to be a participant in helping to shape the world according to highest values of each individual's personal faith. At the heart of all the holy scriptures of the world is to dedicate to love one another and to practice the golden rule, adds Dr. Eppinger. The event will culminate with one big hug around the state building from 1,000 people all at once, acting as one.
Yeah. My friends, if you will all come together here in the central area, we'll start the program, and we're delighted to have you. But if you can come together, it'll give us that kind of expression of unity, and it'll make it able for you to hear better and be a part of the whole program. Okay?
Welcome, everyone, to the Arizona Embrace Prayers of Peace, the very first one in Arizona and the very first one in the United States. It's so glorious to see all of your handsome and beautiful faces here. And let me see a show of hands. How many of you have never been to the state capitol before? So welcome to our state capitol in Arizona, and we've got a guest who's going to be very happy to talk with you about that. The Arizona Department of Peace campaign is a transpartisan, proactive, inclusive organization that educates people about creating a Department of Peace in Washington, D.C. The idea of a Department of Peace... The idea of a Department of Peace was actually started in 1792 by one of our founding fathers, Dr. Benjamin Rush. He wrote an essay about the Department of Peace. Since the end of World War II, over 100 bills have been introduced into Congress to create a cabinet-level Department of Peace. And just this July 2001, just 7 years ago, Congressman Dennis Kucinich actually wrote legislation again to create a Department of Peace that will research, articulate, and facilitate nonviolent solutions to domestic and international conflicts. In addition, the Department of Peace will support what we're all doing in our community to create a community of peace and a culture of peace. And the reason why the Arizona Interfaith Movement and the Arizona Department of Peace campaign partnered on this project on this date, January 13th, is because it's the day before our Arizona legislature convenes tomorrow. And all of you being here today and the songs we're going to hear and the prayers that we're going to hear and the brief little speeches that we're going to hear, all are going to infuse an energy of our love, whether we're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green, Libertarian, whatever religion or no religion, whatever our walk of life is. We are here today to show Arizonans and the country and the world that we stand for peace, for civility, for respect, for dialogue, and for finding common ground to how we can end violence in our community. The Arizona Department of Peace campaign is honored that Dr. Paul Eppinger and the Arizona Interfaith Movement are partnering with us on this wonderful day, so I'm turning it over to Dr. Paul.
Yes, we're honored that the Department of Peace campaign has agreed to join us in this great event. Terry has given all these wonderful words about peace and working for peace and unity and everything. She said to me, you do the housekeeping. That means keep the things picked up off the ground, all right? It also means there are porta potties back here across the street. Thanks to the Rock and Roll Marathon.
Yay!
We started here. And they were picking up dozens of their porta potties all over the place. We got here a little bit early and said, could you leave those four for us for the next hour? So thanks to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Now, my words. I'm the director of the Arizona Interfaith Movement. We have 24 different faith groups. Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, Baha'is, Buddhists, Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, all of us together. And what we are saying is we want to break down walls of religious ignorance and misunderstanding that leads to hatred and violence and war. And we want to build bridges of respect and compassion for all people. From the Hebrew scriptures and from Hebrew history, some of you will recognize this from the Muslim teachings and from the Christian Hebrew teachings. Remember the story of Joshua going across the river and they surrounded the city of Jericho? Remember that story? And they walked around the city every day for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they walked around seven times on that one day. In that sense, they were embracing the city of Jericho. They were hugging the city of Jericho for their Jericho's defeat. And you remember the story. The walls came tumbling down, and the Hebrews walked in victory. What we want to say is, we are here today to embrace Arizona. We want the walls to come tumbling down. The walls of prejudice, the walls of bigotry, the walls of hatred, the walls of misunderstanding. We want to create a whole new society beginning right here on this day, here in Arizona, in the nation, and in the world. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming. We're going to begin the program today with Rabbi Robert Kravitz sounding the shofar out of the Hebrew background. And Rabbi Kravitz will have a brief prayer. And then let me ask, is Imam Shamsuddin here anywhere in the crowd? All right, we have a substitute. We have Imran Hafiz. Imran and his sister and his mother have just published a marvelous book on how to be a Muslim teenager in America. And he and his sister, he and his sister are going to be receiving a Martin Luther King Award for that work. And so he will come and pray in the Muslim tradition. And then following that will be the Reverend Kira Bear, who is a Unity Christian, and she will lead in prayer. So let's welcome these three persons.
Dear God of us all, by whatever name or title we call upon you, we pray your guidance upon all who hold positions of leadership and responsibility in our local, regional, and national life. Let your blessing rest upon them and make them responsive to your will, so that our nation may be to the world a beacon of justice and compassion, a nation whose borders know peace. Deepen their love for our country and the desire to serve it. Strengthen our power of self-sacrifice for our nation's welfare. Teach us to uphold its good name by our own personal and public right conduct. Guide our leaders to understand that the well-being of our nation is in the hands of its citizens and residents working together. Imbue them and us with zeal for the cause of liberty in our land and all lands. And help us working together to always keep our home safe from intrusion, affliction, strife, and war. Direct our leaders, elected and appointed, toward the vision of the Hebrew prophets, that we might work together to fulfill their important biblical principle, Lo yisagoy al goy cherev, lo yimedu od milchama. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Baruch atah Adonai Oseh HaShalom, we praise you, God of us all, maker of peace. The sounding of the shofar, the ancient instrument which is 4 millennia old, reminds us of our responsibilities and our duties, even as it serves to call us together in unity.
Hi, my name is Imran Hafiz, and I'd like to read you a short prayer from the Islamic tradition. It's called Surah Al-Fatiha, or the opening, and it is the first prayer in one of the holy books of our faith, the Quran. In the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful, all praise be to God, Lord of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, King of the Day of Judgment, you alone we worship, and to you alone we turn for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, not of those who have earned your anger, nor of those who have gone astray. Amen.
I'm going to invite you as I lead a prayer that was actually written for our soldiers in World War I. This prayer has gone to the moon with our astronauts, and it is one that can apply to all Christians, though it comes out of our unity tradition. I'm actually going to ask you to participate in this prayer with me, because as I feel that our consciousness coming together of our, we know that prayer works when we unite together in prayer. And so I will speak a line of this prayer, and I'm going to invite the first time through, it's just four lines, and the first time through, we will come into the place where we commune with the God of our own understanding, where we open to that place where we come from the consciousness of this one presence, this power that is here with all of us today, bringing together our unique, wonderful perspectives. And so I invite you to share this with me line by line, and then we will speak it on behalf of our legislation, our government, of all the ways that all those that serve this great state can be lifted up and know this truth. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is. God is. And now let's say it for you. The light of God surrounds you. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. The power of God protects you. The presence of God watches over you. The presence of God watches over you. The where am I? Wherever we are, God is. Wherever we are, God is. And we are grateful. Thank you, God. Amen and ah, yes. Our next speaker is Jana Scott. Jana is the Policy Advisor, Faith and Community Initiatives for the Office of Governor Napolitano.
Wow, what a crowd this afternoon. I'm so glad to see all the diversity and especially the young people. And I just want you to remember as we continue to walk together in this walk of speaking peace over the earth that we forget not the next generation. I'm so glad to see the young people here. And January is National Mentoring Month. So I would encourage you all as an act of peace to reach out to a young person and to seek to mentor that young person. Our young people, the next generation, need so badly a responsible, caring adult in their lives. And if we expect to get peace in our lifetime or in the next generation to come, we've got to pass those principles to our young people. On behalf of Governor Napolitano, I would like to offer a special recognition to Arizona Embrace Prayers of Peace. With special recognition, be it known to all that I, Janet Napolitano, Governor of the State of Arizona, do hereby offer my sincere congratulations to Arizona Embrace Prayers of Peace for envisioning the year 2008 and years beyond as one of peace and prosperity through the state of Arizona, and urge all organizations and individuals in our state to honor and remember the principles of peace. On behalf of the citizens of the state of Arizona, I commend these organizations and these individuals for their spirit of cooperation in recognizing our common humanity and coming together as a community. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand, done at the Capitol in Phoenix, on this 8th day of January in the year 2008. Thank you very much. One for the Arizona Department of Peace and one for the Arizona Interfaces. I was given a short time, but I just want to invite you all. I saw a lot of hands that went up that said this was your first time at the Capitol. Please don't be strangers, particularly at this time when we need to be speaking words of peace and reconciliation to our House, to our Senate, on behalf of what this state is going into, and particularly the next year. We need to have some peaceful negotiations around the budget. So please feel free to come down here every day and make the principles of peace known. Thank you.
Thank you, Jana. And now we're in for a treat. We're going to hear a beautiful song from our angel, Renee Morgan Brooks. The song is called Together.
You all will be able to sing with me and pick up as much as you can. The song is called Together, written by a young man by the name of Terry Bradford. And I believe it is an anthem for our time. And it simply says that together, we will build, we will make the change, no, here or far, we'll make the change. We'll build a world of harmony. We'll build a world of unity. And to everyone, we'll lend a hand and we'll submit for peace. We stand, we vow to live in love. Together, we will make the change, and it goes like this. Together we will make the change, the near or far will make the change. We'll build a world of harmony, we'll build a world of unity, and to everyone we'll lend a hand, we'll show them that. And it goes, this world is full of hearts yearning to make some changes. We'd like to change a world that's getting out of hand. A change of this magnitude seems impossible to do. We'll make the change. We'll tell them.
Our next distinguished guests are representatives of our legislature here. We're honored to have Representative Mark Anderson, Representative Kirsten Sinema, Representative Steve Gallardo, and Senator John Hupenthal, who represent both sides of the aisle. And they're here together in peace to model that peace with their colleagues tomorrow when they start the opening session. I wanted to add real quickly that the three representatives, Mark Anderson, Kirsten Sinema, and Steve Gallardo, as well as David Lujan, are primary sponsors of our bill in the House that will be reintroduced again hopefully next week, in a couple of weeks. The Arizona legislature was the first in the state to consider asking Congress to create the Department of Peace. And it's thanks to these three people and David Lujan and hopefully Senator Hupenthal, no pressure.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I apologize for being so tall. It's a beautiful day to be out here, and I would like to start with a quote from one of our former presidents, John F. Kennedy, which I think really encapsulates why we're here today. He said, "Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, and quietly building new structures." I think this quote pretty much sums it up, because we, this group here today, we're part of that process to bring peace into our world. 13 years ago, I came down to the Capitol here for the first time as a new legislator, and a lot has changed in that time, both here in Arizona and around our country. Isn't it interesting that this year we have a black man, a woman, and a Mormon all running for president of the United States? I think the barriers of race, of gender, and of religion are eroding slowly away, as President Kennedy predicted back in the 60s. It doesn't, it's what we're doing is we're realizing, I think slowly but surely, that our theologies may be different, our skin color may be different, even our languages may be different, but ultimately our desires and our dreams are the same. We long for a world of peace and happiness for all people. All of God's children deserve respect, freedom, and the basic necessities of life. In the next few months, here at this Capitol building, a group of 91 people are going to make some major decisions that affect our state and its future. I believe it's a good idea to gather here today, before that process unfolds, to invite a higher power to provide those 91 men and women with wisdom, insight, courage, and most of all, patience. In my faith tradition, we understand that man is in a partnership with the divine, and we have a portion of responsibility in making God's will a reality. So I'd like to conclude with this quote, another quote from John F. Kennedy, that I think you've all heard before, but hear it again with kind of a new sense of its value. He said in 1961 in his inaugural address, "With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history, the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own." Thank you.
Well, I want to thank Terry for the opportunity to come down here and support her cause. I met with her in my office, and we talked about this issue, and I pointed out to her, if you look at our national emblem, you see that the eagle in one talon has equivalent with 13 arrows, but in the other talon, it's got the olive branch with 13 leaves. And our founders, if you study their tradition, as much as they were willing to fight, they are also makers of peace. And I think this is a great effort, and I would say this about my fellow representative, Mark Anderson. Perhaps more than anybody in the legislature, he not only articulates these issues, but he lives by them. And it's always a pleasure to be here supporting him and his efforts and our other representatives. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here with so many of my longstanding friends, joined by many new faces. It's wonderful to see so many people gathered here together for one cause. Before I speak, I'd like to just extend my personal thank you to Paul, Terry, and all the folks at Department of Peace and the Arizona Interfaith Network for the wonderful, wonderful work that you all are doing every single day to bring peace, prosperity, and I think most importantly, post-partisanship to our state, to our country, and to our world. Yeah. I'm very lucky to get to speak and work with many people, not only in Arizona, but all around the country and the world. And so often as I come into contact with people, they say to me, "Kirsten, I want peace in our world as much as anyone else. But what can I as an individual do to reach it? What can I do to make a difference?" And sometimes as you stay here in Arizona and watch the historical acrimonious behavior between our two chambers and our parties here at the Capitol, and as you watch as the war in Iraq continues on and on for year after year, and as you watch escalation of turmoil expand in Pakistan, in Darfur, and other places around the world, we are often tempted to become bitter. We are often tempted to turn off the television, turn off the radio, and retreat into our own lives. But I ask you today, I beseech you today, to please resist that temptation. For here in Arizona, at the state capitol, we need your help. We are entering into one of the most difficult years of my lifetime. We're facing massive budget shortfalls. We're dealing with escalating issues concerning immigration. We're dealing with the fallout from the Iraq War, and we're struggling to find a way to make our mark in ending war and genocide around the world. And to do so in a way where we can reach across and hold hands with each other, Democrat and Republican, rural and urban, man and woman, one faith to another, we need your assistance. So I say to each of you today, those of you who operate from a community of faith, and those of you who may have no community of faith but are committed to peace, thank you for your efforts, and please don't abandon us. We need you here every day. Thank you for joining us, and please stay with us as the year goes forward, and help us work for peace. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Isn't this just a beautiful Sunday to be out here in the Arizona State Capitol? Let me first also welcome you to your state capitol. This is truly the mark of the state of Arizona in which almost all of the issues, if not all the issues, do affect every one of us, regardless of the community we come from, regardless of what religion or what background. Everything we do here affects us all. I do want to point out, I want to recognize someone real quickly before I continue on, because this person has really been a mentor of mine. I've worked with him a lot over the last few years, especially in the issue of youth and helping our communities. Director Gerald Richards is in the audience. He's with the Phoenix Police Department. He is here. Thank you for being here. He has been a tremendous service to myself and many members here in the legislature dealing with families. But folks, keep in mind, starting tomorrow, 90 members of the Arizona State Legislature will convene in our two buildings here, and we'll start looking at issues that affect the entire state of Arizona. And I think it's important to always keep in mind, though, as we go through some hard times and some hard discussions, we have to continue to keep in mind that we're not here to argue on who's a good or bad person, but what is the best way to move Arizona forward? What is the best way to make sure that everyone in the state of Arizona is cared for, everyone in the state of Arizona is looked after? And I think that is why we're here. When I first came out here to the Arizona State Legislature, it was an eye-opener. I was young, I was really excited. I wanted to go in and I wanted to take over the world. I wanted to really do some good things. And I came down here and thought, you know, things are a little bit different. And they are. But we're here to change stuff now. I think there's a movement now that everyone realizes it's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about how do we move Arizona forward? How do we help everyone? In my office, you will find a picture of Martin Luther King, you'll find a picture of Cesar Chavez, and you'll find a picture of John F. Kennedy, and right in the middle, you will find the Peace Pole. It is a reminder of what we're here for. We're here for not to fight and argue with each other. It's here to work together, to work to come to a common ground. And I think that is what my colleagues here are really interested in doing as well as I am, and many other members of the Arizona State Legislature. But we do need your help to continue to hopefully remind us sometime that we are here. We are here to work together. And that is the symbol of the peaceful. And I do appreciate the opportunity to come here. I look forward to working with all of you. I hope you all come down there during the legislative session. And we'll have one great year. We'll come out with a budget, I believe, that is fair for the entire state of Arizona and something that will ultimately be passed in a bipartisan manner. Thank you for having me. Good luck.
Thank you, Senator and Representatives. Are there any other state senators or representatives here in the audience? We'd like to recognize you if you're here. Is Phoenix Councilman Mike Johnson here? Michael Johnson? Anybody see Councilman Michael Johnson? He was going to speak on behalf of the City Council of Phoenix. This capital is in his district. And I met with Councilman Johnson last week, and he said, Terry, the only reason I won't be there is because my son is fighting in Iraq, and he's just home on 10 days leave, and we're going to California to visit some family. So he said that's the only reason I won't be there today. So let's all give Councilman Johnson a round of applause. We're very honored to
introduce to you who do not know this wonderful man, former Phoenix Mayor John Driggs. John has a really amazing story.
Yes. 107 years ago, right here, right where you're standing, a group probably the size of this group, maybe even smaller, gathered to dedicate the territorial capital of Arizona. That building right there. And I think it's so exciting that Terry planned this ring around the Capitol. And so she asked me to talk about what's going to happen for our state centennial in just 4 years. We were just a territory when this building was dedicated. We became a state 12 years later. And in just 4 years, we are going to celebrate the Arizona Centennial. I have the privilege of sitting on the commission that is charged with planning that whole centennial, and we're about to develop a number of legacy projects all over the state. But let me tell you that in October, the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate appointed an ad hoc capital task force to determine the feasibility of once again using this historic building as the seat of government. For more than 33 years, many of you know, it has been a museum. And when you go in the front door of this Capitol, it says Capitol Museum. Well, there is a need not only for space, but for the planning of a new capital, which has been going on for years, and that process was also the charge of this task force, which is going to report to the legislature next week. And in its recommendations, it will say, yes, we need to use this historic capital for some governmental activity because it will become the crown jewel of a new capital. The new capital will consist of new offices to increase the effectiveness and efficiency of our House of Representatives and our state Senate. So this is also the charge of this task force, was to link this whole project of a new capital to the centennial. And we also expect that at the end of the month, the capital, the Centennial Commission, charged with recommending legacy projects to commemorate the centennial, that it will recommend to the state of Arizona, to everybody here, that the project of a new capital be the signature project, legacy project for the state of Arizona. And it's a pleasure for me to feel the excitement of this crowd and to be in a position to see some legislation move forward in the next few weeks in this Capitol that will facilitate this Capitol Centennial project with some initial funding tied to the centennial. So we just want to let you in on a little advance information that's going to come out next week and in the next few weeks, and it will all relate to a more effective ring around the Capitol.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mayor Driggs. What an honor to have you here with us. Our next singer is Steve McCarty, And I have a little story to tell about Steve. I'll be really brief. But Trish McCarty, where are you, my Trish? Where's Trish? Trish. And Steve McCarty and I met 2 years ago standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Not quite. But we've been walking with the monks who were carrying the atomic flame from Hiroshima. And we that's when we met. The three of us met that day. And, of course, we said to Steve, well, you know, who are you? I thought he was Al Franken. I mean, he kind of looked like Al Franken with his hat. And he said, no, I'm not Al Franken. So I said, well, who are you? And he said, well, I'm Steve McCarty, and I used to be with the Steve Miller Band. And Trish says, oh, yeah, right, prove it. So he said, well, you know, I co-wrote the song Fly Like an Eagle, which we're going to hear later in the program at the end. And so Steve stands there on the corner singing the song to us, and we thought, wow, he did that pretty good. Maybe he is Steve McCarty. So anyway, Steve, without any further ado, please welcome Steve McCarty.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all for being here. This is really touching. There's so many of some of my favorite humanitarians in the world are here today. I mean, legends like Gladys McGarry and Dr. Paul and Terry Mansfield and Mark Anderson. And I mean, this is really, you know, this is very special. And you're all beautiful, sweet human beings, or you wouldn't be here. And you all deeply care about a world that is peaceful for ourselves and for our children and for our children's children and all who come after us. I really believe that we're on the verge of huge shifts on the planet. We have to grow. We have to evolve and become better, higher, kinder, gentler human beings to survive. And kind of like wolves or whales. Are there humpbacks in the salt canal? Anyway, it's great to be here on this beautiful January day here at the Capitol, such a historical place. And I urge you all to continue to support the Department of Peace. You know, our founding father, George Washington, our founding fathers created a Department of Peace along with a Department of War. It became the Department of Defense. It was never really funded, but eight presidents wanted it, including Dwight Eisenhower, five-star general, George Washington, need I say more, but it's really important that we do everything in our power. We need to work tirelessly 24 hours a day on a local, on a domestic, national level, on a state level, to do anything in our power to bring about nonviolent conflict resolution in our communities, in our schools, in our government, internationally. It's really time. And we're here today also to pray for our leaders, that they make the right decisions, that they truly do what's right. So I know that we'll all keep them in our prayers, and we're very grateful for their service to our country, to all those who serve, our servicemen and women, and and our policemen and firemen and public servants and medical people and ministers and anyway, enough said. I'd like to do a song for you off of an album that I did called Fly Like an Eagle. And it's a song that I wrote early one morning. I think it was channeled through me in 1972, very early one morning in the giant redwood trees in Northern California. And it's really, I hope, a spiritual healing affirmation to the planet. It's about, it's called Wild Mountain Honey, you may know it. And it's about the interconnectedness and interrelatedness of all living things. And it's very zen in Western language, but it talks about you know, come on mama, heal this lonesome man, grow the tree of wholeness in this desert land. Come on children, now learn how to run by heaven, the stars, the moon, and the sun. And it also talks to, I direct this to our leaders, come on papa, your end is the means. Don't trade your love and goodness for the golden machine. Okay? So please sing it with me if you know it. And I'm very lucky today. I have two incredibly talented human beings on here. Well, Glenn's not on stage because he can't fit. But Mr. Glenn Peacock, very talented, multi-talented, multifaceted. And you know, you should never sing anywhere in public unless you invite her to sing with you. You obviously know this by now. Not only is she just an unbelievable inspiration on so many levels, but she has an angelic voice. I think you'll agree with me. So here we go. Ready?
award-winning singer. Woo-wee.
Thank you, Renee and Steve.
We're coming now to a time of prayer, and from our various groups, we realize that we don't all have the same view of the divine. There are some of us here that are not a part of any faith group, and that's wonderful. Whatever your own philosophy, whatever your own concept of life is, we welcome you to be a part. But we do invite you respectfully to participate in silence to these four persons as they lead us in prayer. First will be Lama Norbu. Lama Norbu from Tibet came to America 5 years ago and did not know a word of English. Now I invite you to try to match his ability with the English language. It's wonderful. Lama Norbu will read first from the Buddhist standpoint. Next will be Linda King. Linda is from the Mormon tradition. And next will be Dr. Mitzi Linton from Religious Science. And then the fourth will be Mr. Ken Jeffers from the Baha'i Faith. So if you'll just please pray with them as you can.
Thank you very much, Dr. Paul Attinger and Terry, organized this wonderful invite. So hopefully, you know, this will bring peace to all of us. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Paul says I only have 35 seconds, so I'm going to do my prayer. Thank you. Chado Kolo Juye Jabo Da Chendo Ge Wazambo Sa Ye Da Kala Kandir De La De De Wa Tsumbo Che Thank you.
Our eternal Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee this afternoon in this beautiful setting with this beautiful weather in this wonderful place we call Arizona, that we call home, we're grateful indeed for the opportunity that we have to meet together for a common purpose, and that purpose being peace and unity within our country. We pray that Thou would bless us, that our families will be strong, that our children will be safe, that those that are fighting in foreign lands will be protected. We pray that Thou would bless us with Thy Spirit and the Spirit of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. May we love one another, and may we be humbly grateful for all that we have. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good afternoon. My prayer follows on Steve McCarty's beautiful song about the interrelatedness of all life. Divine Spirit, God, the infinite creator, is peace. My truth and the truth of each of us is that we are one with God, one with love, and one with peace. I accept that our hearts are opened and illumined to see that peace among humanity is part of the interconnectedness of peace among all creation. I claim, therefore, that we grow in understanding and desire to create peace with all living beings, whether they walk, slither, fly, creep, or crawl. Thank you, God, that we now choose peace in all our actions. With gratitude, I release this prayer into the law, and so it is. Amen.
The very year that Arizona was formed as a state, 1912, the prayer that I'm going to read was brought to the United States by a holy man from the Holy Land. And it was first delivered in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's titled A Prayer for America. O Thou Kind Lord, this gathering is turning to Thee. These hearts are radiant with Thy love. These minds and spirits are exhilarated by the message of Thy glad tidings. O God, let this American democracy become glorious in spiritual degrees, even as it has aspired to material degrees. Confirm this revered nation to upraise the standard of the oneness of humanity, to promulgate the most great peace, to become thereby most glorious and praiseworthy among all the nations of the world. O God, this American nation is worthy of Thy favors and is deserving of Thy mercy. Make it precious and near to Thee through Thy bounty and bestowal. On behalf of my 5 million brothers and sisters in the Baha'i faith worldwide, I brought you all a gift today. It's called The Promise of World Peace, a 27-minute DVD film that tells us all what we have to do to actually get to world peace. Any of you who want a copy, just come up to me afterward and I'll give you one.
Thank you so much, all those beautiful prayers. And now our final prayer is going to be offered by our dear friend, Ukwala, who came down from Sedona today. Ukwala is Havasupai spiritual leader, and he is going to bless us in his most profound and beautiful way.
Iba matnya chit chve miakh til tilve inya ke situl ke kuev ke netav ke vanyam pam uk pam so. It is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. At the rising of the sun this morning, as ceremony is, and when ceremony is called, we offer ourselves to the rising sun. In the calling of this ceremony, the beauty of the dawn was breathtaking. The sound of the gentle wind blowing through the tree people, the winged ones as they flew into the sky singing, the cloud people, the rock people, the four-legged people, the two-legged people. It is a good day, we are told by the ancestors, if we are able to wake and see a sunrise. With this, we are given the blessings to walk, talk, breathe, sing, and dance yet another day. This is a calling for all peoples of this, the Mother Earth. It was the ancestors who brought forth this saying and song, the Earth of Many Colors, which told the beauty and the diversity of all that is of this, the Mother Earth. The sacred four, the red, the yellow, the black, the white, the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter, the east, the south, the west, the north.
Mother Earth, Father Sun, Sister Moon, and One's life circle. It is when ceremony is called that when you are in witness and in presence of ceremony, it is said when we begin from a heart place, all that is to be of goodness shall emanate and radiate. For all that is here today, you are blessed. But with your beginning, we have allowed for this emanation to begin. For where there is places where decisions must be made, where there are places where healing must be, we must begin from a heart place. It is told us, Great Spirit said, you are my children. I do not see you of colors. I do not see you of genders. I do not see you of walks. I simply see you as my children. It is this the silhouette of a human being, the human body. Though different on the outside, we are all identical in that we all have a heart and a mind. It is with this that we are called upon all that is of this creation. Many names given Jesus, Jehovah, Buddha, Bajpa, Kyoba, but it is of this great creator that is allowed the blessing of this great day. For within this day a new beginning starts. Within this time, the changes shall bring in a new walk, a new light. Allow for the heart to take lead. When we do so, then we shall all reflect and walk in the way that is good. Ba Kyoba, Ba Ma'uk, Ba Ma'evik, Ba Ma'sok, Great Spirit, see us, hear us, and allow for us to walk in the way that is good. Hanaha, 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 Hanaha. It is good. It is good. It is good. It is good.
I wanted to introduce Colleen O'Donnell Pierce, who has helped us with the PR for this beautiful event, and Corey Farber. I don't know if Corey's here. I also real quickly wanted to thank the Romero family, Feeney Productions, for the beautiful sound system and the stage and all of your support. Colleen?
Hi, everyone. Look at all those beautiful things. Thank you all so very much for being here today. It means the world to us, and it may mean everything to the world.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to form a circle over there in the courtyard. And those who would like to join hands in the circle, please do. Some folks' faiths may prohibit that, so please be understanding. Or someone might have a cold. But whoever would like to join hands, please do. And we're going to gather in a circle there. We've got a couple folks who are going to lead the way.
Let me interject right here. The person leading the way are Ikala. He will lead one group, and the other is Imran and Robert for you guys right here. Okay. You see them here. Just go ahead and follow and go as quick as you can around.
Right across is where the two will meet.
Yes. We'll be in a big circle in front of the Senate. The let me say one more word, friends, before you disperse. While you are going, Steve and Renee will be singing Fly Like an Eagle. When we get over there, we'll be asking you to pray. Those of you that feel comfortable, pray out loud in your own faith tradition, in your own language. If that's uncomfortable, that's fine. If you do not believe in prayer and that's not a part of your life, that's fine. We ask you to give positive thoughts to the governor, the House, the Senate, to the world during that time.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to split up into two groups and meet in the middle over there.
Today, and for helping us to have the inaugural for the Arizona Embrace Hugs of Peace, I love you all. Please come back and do this, just go over and touch the House of Representatives and touch the Capitol and go over and touch the Senate and just give your love and your energy into our buildings, into our people, so that Arizona can model for the country and the world what peace is all about. Thank you for being here.
The Arizona Interfaith Movement has found that the golden rule, do unto others, is in the scripture and the teaching of all religions. We have a new license plate that is available. You can get a picture of it. It's a beautiful plate. It says, Live the Golden Rule, and they are in sale by the state. We invite you to take one of these. Be sure and pick up any newspaper, and thank you for making this such a great, great day.
Thank you, everyone.